The shouts of both parties augmented the fearful din, the assailants crying, "St. George for Merry England!" and the Normans answering them with loud cries of, "Onward, de Bracy! Front de Boeuf to the rescue!" "And I must lie here like a bedridden monk," exclaimed Ivanhoe, "while the game that gives me freedom or death is played out by the hand of others. Look from the window once again, kind maiden, and tell me if they yet advance to the storm." With patient courage, strengthened by the interval which she had employed in mental devotion, Rebecca again took post at the lattice, sheltering herself, however, so as not to be exposed to the arrows of the archers. "What dost thou see, Rebecca?" again demanded the wounded knight. "Nothing but the cloud of arrows flying so thick as to dazzle mine eyes, and to hide the bowmen who shoot them." "That cannot endure," said Ivanhoe. "If they press not right on to carry the castle by force of arms, the archery may avail but little against stone walls and bulwarks. Look for the knight in dark armor, fair Rebecca, and see how he bears himself, for as the leader is, so will his followers be."
"I see him not," said Rebecca.
"Foul craven," exclaimed Ivanhoe, "does he blench from the helm when the wind blows highest?